Well, now the marshmallow's yellow, and the watermelon's red.
Is the marshmallow, you said the marshmallow's smaller. Is it anything like a cantaloupe?
Well, that's what they're called. Cantaloupes and mushrooms, same thing, yeah.
Let's see. There's one kind of plant, I don't know what you call it, that grows around the base of trees, and people always associate them with toads.
Mushrooms.
Well, do you ever eat those?
Yes, I have.
Well, how about the ones that you eat? Now, where do...
I don't know. I wouldn't pick none for nothing on earth, but my son-in-law does, and he knows what to pick, and I've eat them there.
Do you know where he gets them?
Does
he try to grow them?
No, he don't try to grow them. But they always come up just not overnight, and maybe overnight. And then you've got no ripe plum. It's just after a warm rain that they pick them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
and the rest is poison, you know.
What do you call the ones that are poisonous?
I don't know.
Do you ever use the word toadstool? How do you distinguish? When would you use that word?
Well, you just say them old big ones is toadstools, but these, I never did see one of these that, you know, that he gets to eat before they was fried.
But are the toadstools usually poisonous?
That's what they say, they're poison.
I think you mentioned, watermelon before. Do people ever pickle their own?
They preserve them. If they do anything with them, they preserve them. I guess they'd make good pickles. I never heard tell of it, though.
What do you call that? Or have you heard people refer to that?
Not to pickles.
Or just the rind that's prepared that way?
You mean that's preserved?
Yeah, is there a name for preserved watermelon?
I guess you'd call it watermelon preserves, the same as you'd call it apple preserves or anything like that.
Okay. Let's see, if you had, if someone gave you some food that, it was a gift and it didn't really taste real good, and, you wanted to have some, but it was just terrible, you'd say, it was so bad I couldn't
eat it
or
use it.
I couldn't
chew it, swallow it.
What do you call the two types of, or the two ways people use tobacco? Men usually smoke
and chew.
Or if they're in a city and say a big city businessman with
cigar. Cigar.
Okay. And a lady.
Snuff. Cigarette anymore.
Okay. And if you had more than one cigar, you've got two
cigars.
And how about the other? If you've got two
cigarettes.
There are a lot of people at a party having a good time. They're standing around the piano.
Playing or singing.
And if a funny story has been told, they're all...
Playing?
Doing what? They're all...
Having fun.
But using that same word you used before. If it's a real funny story, they're all...
Funny stories.
But if a funny story was told, what are all the people doing?